Hey, what's up, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Get Close. I'm Gio.
I was waiting for that. I'm Bart, and shout outs to Hayden and Katie on their Alani New. They'll always send us a package every month.
I love
month,
them so much.
Delicious, and you can get it everywhere, like Target, literally everywhere.
GNC,
so maybe we don't
Target,
need to shout them out because
7-Eleven.
They literally need zero help.
Yeah, they dominate the fucking world. And they're the coolest, most humble people. I love them so much.
But I wanted to ask you a very important question because we talk about serious things all the time, right?
Yeah, because we're trying to get close.
Like,
how do you
finances,
build confidence? Yeah.
Yeah, confidence. And even our, you know, our usual talks when it's just you and me in bed, it's like relationship and like, do we like where life is going? It's all this fucking bullshit that no one cares about, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So shallow.
I want to talk about something.
Why are you rubbing the desk like that?
Because I just realized it's uneven right here. I don't know why.
Oh my God.
See, I told you I have ADD. So I want to talk about something that I think all couples should talk about.
Yeah.
All right. We're about to go to fucking war.
Oh my God.
You understand?
Okay. So
you
we're
and
getting
me,
serious.
We're going to fucking go to war.
Against each other or
yeah,
with each other?
Against each other.
Oh no.
So you get to pick any two animals to represent your kingdom. I get to pick any two animals to represent my kingdom.
Fictional or real?
Let's go with real. So it's grounded a little
God
bit.
God damn it.
And then they have to fight to the end. And I'll do this just to make it fair. Because if you pick two animals first, I pick two animals. I already know.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Because I could beat you right away, right? Because I already know what your animal's
kryptonite
is. What
if we go 1, 2, 3 and then we say it?
No. So it'll be 1, 2, 3, 4 or the other way. So one person has to be vulnerable, right, with the first one. Then I get to respond, but then I have to be vulnerable with the third one, and then you have the ultimate one that comes
out. What do you mean vulnerable? Like the fucking animal has to have like sentimental value and
no,
it has to make me cry? What do you
for
mean vulnerable?
For example, because you're so fucking stupid, like a stupid bitch. Say any animal.
Look.
Go. Any animal. Go
no,
right now. Go right now. I'm going to show
take
you.
It back.
I'm going to paint an example.
Take it back.
Right now.
Go,
any animal. Go.
What?
And to say any animal right now.
Fine, camel.
See, exactly. Then now all I have to do.
Exactly. What the fuck? How does that make you smarter than me, you stupid shit?
Now I just got to find the camel's predator. So you're vulnerable because you showed your cards first. Do you understand, you stupid ass? That's what I'm saying. Someone goes
animal. Yeah, but your shit's so boring. We go 1, 2, 3, and then we say it.
But you have to say two animals. You have both animals in your brain right now?
No, we can do one and then talk about it. Oh, you want both at the same time?
It's combined, you uncreative motherfucker.
What do you mean combined? Like they're merged
like
together?
Like a liger. Do you know what the fuck a liger is?
Yeah, but you said pick two
or
animals.
Or a tigon.
Listen, you dumb shit. You said pick two animals. Nowhere in that sentence did you say they have to be merged. So you're talking about a merged species?
Why else would you pick two animals?
I don't know. You're boring as fuck. So I was just going with your boring
I'm
ass
not
scenario.
Boring. I'm not boring.
That's what I was like, this is a boring topic. Let me make it fun. We say it at the same time, but now no. I get it. It's fun because you're merging it like a liger, you stupid asshole.
Or a tigon.
Fine. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do you want to do? You want to say it at the same time?
Wait, so it's real? So like if I pick a swordfish, then we're fucked because we're going to be on land, right?
No, they're going to battle it out, you stupid fuck.
So then, okay, so we pick a land and then a sea?
You are making it way too complicated. You just pick two animals that's going to represent your kingdom.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick two animals. So do you want to do it where we both say it at the same time? Or do you want to go 1, 2,
no,
three, four?
No, because it's different now. Because now you elaborated further and you said they have to be merged.
Yes. So how do you want to do it?
I can go first. You go first.
You're going to say both of them?
Well, you go first.
So if I go first, you have to say the next two, and I get to finish mine. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So mine.
Fine, I'll go first.
Okay, go.
I'll do a bear.
Okay. I'm gonna go with a crab.
That sounds so stupid.
And then now I get to go, and then you get to finish it. Okay. And I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with.
And what part of the crab? Like how is it? We don't know yet.
We'll battle it out. We don't know. We don't know.
All right. All
okay.
Right.
I'm trying to think of. Okay. Crab. Okay. Elephant. Your turn.
Okay. So if I said a bear, that might be too high up. Bring it down. Gorilla.
A you bear are, and a gorilla?
What the fuck? I didn't judge you, crab hands. You fucking loser. I didn't judge loser. You either. You didn't have, your tone was very judgy. I'm just judgy.
Confirming. I was like, did you want the dozen no, eggs?
This is confirmation. This is confirmation. A gorilla? You went, a gorilla? That's judgy tone. Okay,
so are you gonna have a barilla or gorillaire?
What's the difference?
I so don't know.
The top half? Like, are you going top half?
Because
like,
the tiger and a ligon are different. Oh, wait. A liger and a tigon are different. They're different animals.
So how is this getting merged is what you want to know.
Yeah. So whatever's at the front
yeah.
is the front.
Fine. So the front is the face of the bear. The body of a fucking gorilla.
It's the torso. No, it's torso. It's half and half.
Oh, it. Okay. Uh-huh. I didn't know we could make up our rules as we go, Barton.
However you divide it. Go.
I thought I could. That's what I was doing.
Okay. What do you have?
Okay. You fucking said a crab. I hope you know you lost.
No, you. No, I didn't.
All right. So feet of a gorilla.
Yeah.
Body of a gorilla.
What about your hands?
Fucking bear, baby. Have you seen those claws?
Fucking bear, baby.
Have you seen those claws? Shit.
I like how confident you are. It's something that doesn't even exist.
Shit. This is real. We're talking real battle.
Fuck a bear, baby.
Baby, yep.
So I'm...
How are you going to incorporate this fucking whack-ass crab? You know you fucked up.
Nah, I'm a crab-a-fint. That's what I am.
I'm a barilla.
You're a barilla?
Fuck yeah.
I'm a crab-a-fint. So imagine a fucking crab... The size of an elephant.
That doesn't make fucking sense. You have to merge them. I Fuck am. You. You're not.
I am.
The You're first, not.
No, the first half is a crab.
What's the first so half?
So my front.
What half are you cutting the fucking?
Where the belly button is.
So it's standing up. Your elephant is standing up. And it's this half?
No. My elephant is still on all fours.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the first half?
So crabs already have, I don't know how many fucking eight legs. I'm having... The chompers in the front, the other two legs are on the ground, and then that's where it cuts off from the crab, and then the back is the elephant.
Okay.
Okay? And my crab-a-fint is fucking like 2,000 pounds.
So all it is just the back of an elephant and the size. You're so
and
fucked.
And it has a tail that can whisk away the flies.
But it's a tiny tail. That tail ain't doing shit. Oh, okay, so that's one of your defenses to fucking swat flies?
Swat flies away.
Okay, you can have it.
You ready? You ready to go fucking battle?
Yeah. You're fucking done. I just go behind your ass.
How do
you,
convince me why yours is going to...
Because I have gorilla strength.
Okay, what's your gorilla going to do?
The fucking climb on your stupid ass. You're so fucking slow. A crab is slow as shit. And so is a fucking elephant.
Okay, climb on me. Now what? What do you do?
My claws dig into the fucking, your crab fucking.
Oh, my crab neck? Your that's crab... fucking hard, crusted exoskeleton?
I mean, not as, I could punch a fucking crab and it cracks. I can break it open with my hand.
The size of an elephant? My shit is thick as fuck. It's like a freeway.
The strength of a fucking bear and a gorilla, dude.
The strength of an exoskeleton. I'm bulletproof. My fucking torso went up.
Okay. I just fucking cut your legs from underneath you. You bleed to death. You get a little bit weak. I let you bleed out a little bit. How are you going to fucking kill me?
Are you going to know how I'm going to kill you?
Literally what I asked, slow brain.
All right. When you come, as soon as you come, I'm already crawling sideways because you're not used to me. So you're already like, how do I read this guy? You can't get me.
Of course I can. I'm fucking doing this thing.
No, you're used to doing this.
Okay, I can go on the side.
No, you go forwards and backwards. I go sideways. So that's already going to confuse your brain, your gorilla brain. And then as soon as you don't expect it, I fucking just chop off one of your limbs with my chompers. I go, quick, quick. And now you have no arms at all. And then you don't even know where my eyes are. So my eyes are just tucked away nice and neatly. And I have these jagged, sharp things around my fucking hairline. So I'll go up to you and I'll just go like this. And I'll fucking slice the rest of you up.
You're crazy.
And I'm big. I'm like a 2,000-pound crab.
I don't know. I still think I'm going to just climb on top of you and you're fucked. All I need to do is an opening to climb on your back. I'm just fucking chomping away. I got bear teeth. All you're doing is fucking going sideways going, ooh, how do I get him? I didn't think this through with your short ass fucking hands.
What if this? What if we start in, I'm going to start in the ocean then. I'm going to start in the ocean.
Bears and gorillas can swim.
In fucking lakes?
You have an elephant body, bro.
What does that mean?
You're not swimming like a fucking full-blown crab. You have the weight of an elephant now.
I have gills.
You fucked up. Okay, you can sit there a little bit longer.
Long time. I could breathe underwater.
Yeah, all I need to do is swim on your back.
How are you going to... You can't even get to my back.
Have you seen how slow... You keep talking about
my back. You're not going to get to my back.
Do you know how slow fucking elephants swim in water?
How?
Super slow. They're not fucking speed swimmers, dude. They're not dolphins.
But I'm half crab.
Yeah, but not the important half.
Which part of the crab is important?
The one that helps it swim. I don't even know how they swim. How do crabs swim? How do crabs swim?
Exactly. They just do it. They're fucking good.
I'm gonna see they it. Got, how do
aerodynamic crabs? Shape, okay? And because of their like flat body, they're probably really buoyant, just like the way a canoe is. So they can swim like easily, and they got the swimmer fins. You know, crabs, they have swimmer fins in the back.
I'm trying to find a video to see how they swim.
They swim.
I know that.
They live in the ocean.
They paddle, dude.
See?
They're not fucking fast.
I don't need to be
fast. Where are the fucking videos?
Have you seen a bear try to go past a wave? They're not going very far.
Bears are so fast in the water. Are you kidding me?
Which bear? You seen a grizzly bear at Huntington Beach?
Oh, now you need me to specify? Whoa, that's not that fast.
And you're freaking cheating.
That's not that fast.
Look, I have zero phones.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have it in front of you. It's your fault. You're not smart enough to use it.
I'm not going
to
use it.
Yeah, I don't know. And
you keep talking about my back. You know how slippery my back is? You're not going to stay there for very long. As soon as you get on my back, you're sliding off.
I got hands on my feet, dude.
Yeah, I got algae on my back. You're going to fucking slide
Where'd
off.
Where'd you get this algae from?
I'm a crab.
You said the bottom half is an elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, I'm climbing on the elephant part.
That's my bottom. That's my
literally all my I tushy. Need. That's all I need. I just need your tushy.
And then what are you going to do?
I'm going to fucking tap dance on that before I fucking slaughter your ass.
Then I'm going to stand up and you're going to fall right off.
No, I have hands for feet and claws.
No, you have claws. You don't have hands.
No, I said the bottom half is the gorilla. Yeah. I have hands for feet.
Okay, so as soon as you get on my back, yeah. I'm going to jump in the ocean. I'm going to go to the bottom and you're going to drown. You have to let go.
Yeah, but you're going to go slowly.
No, I'm 2,000 pounds. I'm going to go straight to the bottom real fast.
Elephants are pretty buoyant.
Oh, now they're buoyant.
But they move slow. Because they don't have fucking webbed feet. They just have those flat pads.
I'm going to go straight to the bottom and your ass just drown.
Okay, how do we settle this then?
What do you mean?
How do we settle? Who's going to be the final call? Because clearly I'm not going to lose.
Why not?
I'm not a loser like you.
Oh, I'm not a loser.
I picked the ultimate apex predator, dude.
The gorilla?
Fuck yeah. They know how to swim.
That's almost incest.
What do you get to judge? What do you mean?
You pick two things that are so similar.
And? That's not my That's problem.
Like, pick two animals.
Oh, like, so we're still
a
changing?
A cobra and a python.
We're still changing the rules? It's up to me.
Okay.
Yeah, so then how do we settle the score?
How about you do one move, I do one move.
Well, how do we start? Are we on land?
I'm in the ocean like this. And my eyes are peeking out of the water. I'm like this.
Okay. That's not fair. You don't get to pick the advantage point.
Fine. Let's pick someplace neutral.
Fine. Like the fucking...
The desert?
Yes. Let's do the desert.
The sand dunes?
That's the same thing.
Or Great Wall of China.
Great Wall of China. Your ass is going to be eaten real quick.
Why?
Because it's fucking crab, dude.
The fuck? What do you mean?
You know what I mean. All right. Obviously not the Great Wall of China. There's not enough space.
Okay. Then where has enough space for this
where
battle?
Where I agreed the first time.
Sand dunes.
The desert.
Okay.
Yes. So we're in the desert. There's nothing around us.
Just flat. Dirt and rocks.
Yes.
And Joshua trees.
Yes.
Okay.
So now what my first move is,
yeah.
I'm going to grab a bunch of fucking sand and throw it on your wet ass.
How do you know I'm wet?
You're a crab. You need to be wet. You're going to suffocate pretty soon.
Crabs don't have to be wet.
Yes, they do. Don't they live in the ocean?
They do live in the ocean.
I was going to say water. Right?
They do live in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing sand on your ass to dry you up a little bit more. That's my first move.
That's your first move?
Of course. I need to test it. I need to see what you're capable of. I'm still reading your ass. So I'm like, I don't know what
this. As soon as the sand came,
this crab-a-fint looks like.
You know what I did?
What?
I just blinked and all the sand just dusted right off of me.
And you sound like Taika arguing.
And you know what I do now?
What?
I put both of my chompers in the sand and I do a push-up and you see how big I am. And now you're scared.
Okay. So you ducked my sand and then you dig your fucking things in the water.
Like this. I'm like this.
That's your move?
Yeah. And I puff my chest out so you're fucking scared.
What chest? You said the fucking, your tushy is the elephant. What chest?
My crab chest. The bottom of a crab. It's fucking looks like armor. It's so scary looking.
It does look like armor.
See?
Okay. So then my next move is.
So I just showed you it doesn't work what you're trying to do with the sand.
I'm going to be like, oh, what's over there?
You're just going to point and yell.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, oh.
Which one is yelling? The gorilla or the bear?
The bear.
So the bear goes, oh, like that.
Yeah. Oh.
Then my next move is I take my chomper and I just whack you in the head and knock you out.
I'm not going to be close enough.
Well, how far away are we?
I'm out of range. Clearly.
How far? 20 feet? 10 feet?
What's your span?
My span? It's got to be.
Forward.
Oh, from like nose to tail?
No, from face to me. Oh, you can't even stretch your arms out that way.
I can. I can go like this. What are you talking about?
Okay. So what is that? What's the range? How big are you?
I don't know. You got to figure that out. This is a boxing
match.
Okay,
well, I'm out of range.
You got to figure out the range.
All right, well, then fuck.
Then tell me how far away are
you? I'm paying attention.
Why don't we go in a boxing ring so we know what the hell's going on?
It already doesn't fit us.
All right, so how...
Why do you keep trying to change the rules?
Well, what's the... How far away? Because you keep changing the rules. Because I bopped you in the head already.
But I'm... clearly, I'm going to be out of range. I'm paying attention. I'm not staring at where I just pointed.
How?
I'm going to be like, oh, fuck, it didn't work.
Tell me how many feet away you are.
Maybe like 50 feet.
50 feet?
Yeah, and of course you're going to say you have a 60-foot span.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Okay, then 50 feet.
Then my next step is I'm taking a step. So I'm now 45 feet away.
And how does this step move? Is it, how many elephant legs do you have?
I got two. I have 6 total appendages. I have 2 chompers, 1 regular crab leg, pair of crab legs, and the 1 pair of elephant legs.
And you say you only move side to side? That's so how are you stepping forward?
So I first turn to the side, and then I sidestep towards you.
I like the realization. That's true.
So I turned to my side.
So you think I'm going to be...
And I went to the side to you.
You think I'm going to be stupid enough to wait for you to pivot and then move towards me? Are you dumb?
Have you seen how fast crabs move?
I do, but enough for me to know that I need to get out of the fucking way. If I see you turning your goddamn body...
Well, that's my move. Stupid. My move is I move 5 feet closer. So we're now 45 feet.
No, you have 2 moves. So you're moving to the side and then moving 5 feet closer. As soon as you move, I see you move to the side. I'm trying to get in front of you again.
All right, fine. Then I grabbed the rock and I threw it at your head.
What rock, dude? We specifically...
We're in the desert, you said.
I know, but there's just sand, we said. There's nothing around us. I clearly specified. I said there's nothing around us.
Okay, well, how are we going to... We need a fucking... We need an Herb Dean to bring us closer because there's no fight
going
on.
That's what I'm saying. How do we finish this? Who's going to call it?
No, we got to start... Where we're like, okay, how about this? We start old school duel style. Our tails are touching.
Oh, that's pretty good.
And then as soon as the fight starts, we turn around and we're in range.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so our tails are touching.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. We're in range. What do you do?
Jump on your back. 100%.
Okay, you jump on my back.
Yeah.
Now
you're dead.
No, I stood up.
I fall down.
You fall down because of all my allergy.
Okay, oh shit.
Okay.
Yeah,
and now what do you do? Now it's your turn.
I fell. Well, I'm going to roll to the side because I have a feeling you're going to try to like, fucking clamp down on me.
Okay. So you roll to which side? My right side or left side?
Probably to my left side.
Your left side?
Yes.
So now I put my chomper on your neck.
Oh, yeah, I'm fucked. Yeah, I'm fucked.
That's it?
I guess so, right? You just fucking chomp down.
Yeah, because we're close. So I put my chomper
I'm trying
on
to be
neck.
Fair, dude. I'm trying to be fair. I'm not trying to have some unrealistic
well,
shit.
Well, I'm glad you admit that I have a superior animal. My crab-a-fint.
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't be falling to the front. I'm falling backwards.
You're falling backwards. Yeah, you fell backwards.
Yeah, so then I rolled to the left. I'm still behind you.
Yeah, so I'm like this. Fucking, I just chomped down.
What, how fucking long do you think your limbs are?
Have you seen a crab?
I have, but you have an elephant tushy, remember?
Yeah, but I can still reach behind. They're fucking how huge. Like so? That. They go like that. You ever seen the crabs? They're fucking carrying like a big seashell on one arm.
Yeah, they're big, but that doesn't mean it's necessarily long. It's so fucking bulky. There's no way you're reaching
I'm
back
like
there.
I'm like 75% crab and 25%
okay,
elephant.
Okay, fine. Let's do this. You do that and I hold on to your little fucking tail. That's supposed to be fucking swatting flies.
Okay, and then I put my chomper on your neck.
How? You think you can reach
I can
back?
Reach around. My elephant part is flexible.
What? Where does
it's
this,
like
when
this.
Is happening?
It's like this.
How so? You're not a fucking extended bust. You're not a fucking accordion. You don't have that.
Elephants are soft.
In what way?
In the mobility way.
How are they? I've never seen an elephant be able to clean its own ass.
It doesn't want to.
Like a dog. If you said a dog, I believe you because I've seen them bend like a U. I've seen elephants
spray water at themselves.
Yes, because they have a trunk. Yeah. The trunk moves. You don't have that anymore. So, you have the elephant tushy.
Yeah, and I have chompers and I put my chompers on your neck. Right
how?
On your
neck. How?
Like
don't
this.
Reach.
You fell off. So my next, I have one move, right? This is my move. Now what do you do?
Well, I guess I'm dead if you have it on my neck.
You can still fight.
Not really.
You could put your claws in here and then protect your neck.
Not really. That's a fucking very strong force. I don't think I can defend it.
I'm glad you admit your loss.
And you literally said on my neck.
Yeah.
Like if you know how to aim. But I mean, I'm not going to be a sore loser. Like, yeah, take it.
And then my next move, I chopped it.
And yeah, then I'm dead. What? Now what do you want?
Now I won.
Sure.
So round two, pick two more animals.
Okay, my first one is.
Or you want to do natural disasters?
I swear, I feel like Taika would love this shit. This is all Taika's fucking game. Like Taika right now, one of his games he likes to play is how we die.
Yeah, and he says it all happy too.
What did he say today? He was like, all right. Well, I'm carrying a backpack full of poisonous because he doesn't think it's called poison. Pull a poisonous and then you try to pick me up and throw me and then the poison gets broken in the backpack and then you die.
Well, he says he was carrying luggage and the luggage had a bunch of broken glass in it and there's also poison in the luggage and he smacked you with the luggage so now you're dead.
That's nice.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we play these games all the time with this guy. He would fucking love it.
So you're gonna pick another two animals? You want me to go first?
No.
I can make it hard. Here. I'll give it a thing.
I know, but we got to figure out the parameters because your shit is just not realistic.
What do you mean?
What are the parameters? What is the stage? What is the arena look like? What's the ring
okay,
look like?
Okay, it's the UFC octagon.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know how wide it is, maybe 20 feet.
Okay.
All right. Let's do that.
Okay.
And then the animal has to start with the letter C.
Okay.
How about that?
I'll go with Why do you pick the letter? You probably already have the
animal. No, I don't. I literally pick anything. All right,
I believe
you. You go. You pick a letter.
No, I believe you.
No, you pick a letter.
I believe you.
Okay.
Fine. I'll do cheetah body.
So upper half is cheetah.
Yeah. Cheetah body.
Okay. So now my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I choose cheetah's a good one. I choose crocodile.
What the fuck? That's what I was gonna say.
A cheetah and a crocodile?
Yeah. Fine, you can have it.
Well,
go
I
ahead.
Picked it.
Yeah, clearly.
So now I pick another one?
That's according to your rules, yep. You little rule breaker.
Okay, I got crocodile and a... You found one?
Yep.
Crocodile and a... Chimpanzee.
Oh, that's good. What half is what? Are we true to size? Like, what size do we pick?
Like you're shopping for clothes.
Yeah. Like, what do we pick? Like, do we get to pick the size, or is it like the crab now becomes the elephant?
It could
size?
Be any attribute. It could be any attribute. So it could be a totally outside alligator, But inside identifies as a chimpanzee.
That doesn't make sense.
Why?
What do you mean inside? What is inside,
like
outside?
Heart. Like his heart.
That's not what we're talking about. We're just talking physical, okay? I don't want to know about their mental state.
That's fucked up. Why not?
Because we're trying to battle it out. It's all about physical, bro.
Okay, fine. Physical.
I'm not trying to get to know them. I'm trying to win.
Okay, fine.
So?
So then physical, you said.
Yeah, so then what is yours? What are your attributes? What's the combination? Well, I said mine is a cheetah body.
Yeah, okay. So mine is... only the head is an alligator and the whole body is a chimpanzee.
That's interesting how you just stole my idea, but that's okay.
How did I steal your idea?
Because I literally said the head was going to be a crocodile. Clearly, because I said the body's a fucking cheetah. But take it if you want to cheat.
I said that. Crocodile.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so mine would be a crane.
Bird?
Yeah, bro. A fucking bird. I'll fly over your goddamn stupid fat head.
A fucking crane?
Yeah. The wings part of it.
Okay.
And the head. That half is that. The fucking hind legs and the rest of the body is a goddamn cheetah.
Wait, what the fuck?
Oh, you get to judge me?
Wait, so your body is 70 pounds.
Yeah.
Or 200 pounds, whatever the fuck a cheetah
whatever
is.
Whatever the fuck.
And your bird arms?
Yeah.
And?
A beak.
A beak?
Yeah, of course.
You can't even fly off the ground.
How do you know?
A crane's weak as fuck.
I mean, not this combination.
All right, let's do it. You ready?
Yeah.
Are we going to...
No, fuck no. I'm trying to kill you. I'm not trying to touch you. I don't want to be your homie. Right, we're not going to dabs it after. One of us is dead.
Okay, what's your fighting stance start
look like? Oh, all of a sudden, huh?
Yeah, go ahead. We're fighting.
Fucking this.
Like the fucking Mr. Miyagi? Okay, and
what's
now
yours? What's your fighting stance?
I forgot what my animal is.
I'm not going to help you.
Oh, it's a chimpanzee crocodile. Chimpandile. No, it's a crocopanzee because it's chimpanzee at the bottom. Okay, I'm a crocopanzee. So what am I going to do? I'm already going to start charging close to you. You've seen Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm charging close to you now.
Yeah, I just fly over your head.
With your heavy-ass body?
Yeah. I still have claws in the back of my paws.
Claws in the back of your paws?
Well, my paws, my hind legs.
Your hind legs have claws?
I like how you think a fucking chimpanzee is going to hold a croc head, by the way, but sure.
Chimpanzees are strong as fuck.
Yeah, but you're trying to make it too real. You're like, oh, you're going to fly with a fucking 200-pound cheetah? It's like, yeah, but okay. It's already off balance.
Then why'd you choose something more balanced then?
No, yours is off balance too.
No, mine's not off balance. Crocodile has a nice head.
But it's okay. So if we're talking that way, then he's fucking pointing up the whole way.
Yeah.
Because a chimpanzee stands up. So this fool has like limited fucking sight.
You can go like this.
Oh, yeah. Can't. So what neck does he have? The chimpanzee neck?
Whichever neck is good.
You see what I'm saying? You can't get technical.
Right. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
So you're flying over. I'm going to jump 20 feet in the air and with my mouth open.
That's pretty good.
Now what are you going to do?
Fucking kick you with my fucking cheetah leg.
Okay, so I fall down all
hell
the way to the ground. And
hell
I,
yeah.
And I hurt my back.
Yeah, good.
So now I'm going to go into the corner like this. And now what are you going to do?
You're going to go in the corner?
Yeah, I'm resetting. I'm like, oh shit, what was that? That was crazy. Now what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to just lunge forward and just give you a couple pecks to see how fast
that's too many
can
moves.
Move.
You can only lunge forward once. You can one move.
Well, it's one move. Lunge forward to peck.
And then I put my whole mouth around your head.
I mean, I get to duck. I see you go.
That's too many moves. You can do one move. I do one move.
Yeah. So you open your mouth to bite my head, right? That's your move.
No, my move is this. That's one move.
Yeah, but you don't know that I can't move out of the way.
Okay, fine. I chomp down and you move out of the way.
Okay.
And then I grab your fucking gooseneck with my fucking chimpanzee hands.
Yeah, perfect. And then I have these hind legs and I'm going to fucking kick you off. But I'm going to dig my fucking claws in you.
Yeah.
And then go.
Okay.
So and pin your ass. You're pinned. So you got my fucking, you got my neck, but you're pinned.
Against the cage or on the floor?
On the fucking cage.
Okay, against the cage, but I'm still squeezing your neck. So now I got my other hand, and I'm squeezing your other neck, and I'm choking and then you're starting to see the black.
I didn't think this through. All right. Why do I have wings now? That's kind of useless. So I have you pinned, but I still have enough fucking, I'm still conscious. So does your neck move?
Yep.
Okay, it moves?
Yep.
Okay, I'm pecking you.
My leather skin?
Your eyes. They're on this side. They're in perfect range.
You know what I do? I go like this. Now you can't do anything.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about? You don't just get to close your eyes and they're armor.
Have you seen alligator eyelids?
They're not impenetrable.
They're pretty close.
Who said? Did you look this up?
They're like 90% fat free. Look at
it. What do you mean 90? Where are you getting these fucking numbers from?
Just try. Okay, you look things up. I'll look things up. Please. Let me see. You ready?
What am I looking up?
No. You looked it up already. Now it's my turn.
Okay.
Watch. I'm going to literally look up how tough are crocodile eyelids?
Yes. Please tell me. Don't make some shit up.
Because
I want to read it too.
Is this the tiebreaker?
Is what the tiebreaker?
Whether or not you can poke me in the eye or not?
Okay. Maybe. Depends on what the next move is.
Crocodile eyes are protected with a third eyelid, a membrane that slides across when the reptile submerges.
Yeah, but that's the wet thing that we see. That's not what you're talking about.
Okay. So there's a transparent film that allows crocodiles to see underwater without getting any unwanted matter.
Thank you for wasting my time. We're in a fucking ring, UFC ring. Okay, how? In the octagon.
Okay, crocodile eyelids. I'm gonna even type impenetrable.
It's gonna say no. Geo wins. You're blind, bitch.
Dude, look at that. I literally closed my eyes. You can't do nothing about it. Let me see.
All of these are open. I don't know what you're saying. All of these eyes are open.
But you can see based off
No, I cannot see nothing.
If they closed it, it's like leather.
No, we need to look at it closed. You're not even I think you're just trying.
Okay, type closed crocodile eyes. Type in closed crocodile eyes. See what comes up.
I am.
And then type in XXX right after.
Why?
I don't know.
They just look like your eyes when you close them.
Yeah, but are they impenetrable though?
No, look, there's slits. I'm getting in that motherfucker.
Okay, fine. You poke
out. So you're blind.
Okay, you poke one eye. Okay. Yep,
the left eye.
And
well, you have to let go. You're not stupid enough to not let go to protect your eye.
I'm going to keep squeezing then.
No, you're not. You're going to say, owie, owie, owie. And you're going to have to let go.
Okay, owie, owie, this owie. Is a disadvantage. Owie, owie, owie. And I throw you like that.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, now what do you do? Okay, now what do you do? Now I only have one eye.
I land softly.
Okay, you have one.
Oh, sick. So now I know I just got to attack you on the right
side. No, but that's your move, right? Your move is to fly backwards.
To fly back, yep.
Okay, so now I go like this so I can see you better, and I'm charging close to you now. Now what do you do?
I'm going
to
fly on your head and then go on the blind side and like...
That's so many moves.
Okay, I'm going to fly over. I'm flying in the air.
Okay, I'm looking at you
But fly. I'm on that side, on your blind side.
I'm looking at you fly like
you
this.
You can't look at me. You're blind, bro.
With the other eye.
Yeah, I mean, sure, go ahead.
Okay, I look at you. It's hard. I look at you fly like that.
Yeah, your whole body has to move, just to let you know.
Okay, now what do you do? I see you land right there. What do you do now?
Well, you only let me do one thing at a time.
That's the rules.
All right. So I land, and now your good eye is looking at me?
Yeah, like this. I'm looking at you with my good eye. Looking at you.
So now I'm going to...
I'm looking at you with my right eye.
I'm going to inch a little bit closer, see how close I can get.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll probably move like a foot forward and kind of like
just make feel a
second
it.
Guess. Yeah.
Just feel it out.
Yep.
I grabbed you by the neck again.
But I'm not within range. I said a foot, dude. You're so fucked.
No, you're not. No, I'm not.
You're so fucked. You're going to die.
Okay, I just shit in my hand. I threw it at you.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I shield it with my fucking, with my wings.
Boom. Okay. I do it again. I threw out your other wing now. Now you got shit on both fucking wings.
Come on. I have oils on my wings, bro. It just slides right off. Who do you think I am? A fucking sponge wing?
No. Okay. All
right. Slid right off.
And then now I come a little bit closer.
Yeah. So I can do one thing at a time?
That's literally what I'm doing. One thing at a time. You too.
Fine. I'm going to try to see how far I can extend my little neck.
Yeah.
To try to fucking poke at your face on the blind side.
Are we in range now or no? Not yet.
I'm testing it. I don't know yet. Do I touch your skin? Do I go up? And do I nip it?
Hopefully.
Okay, then I nip it. But I move right back. Like,
and when you did that, I used my fucking chimpanzee legs and I just jumped with my mouth open. and I put your head in my mouth.
Okay, that's two moves. You see what I'm saying? You're jumping. That's okay, what you're doing.
Fine. I jump.
Yeah.
I jump with my mouth open.
Okay. And I jump with my fucking beak ready to strike. So we're both in the air.
Okay.
Okay, now what do you do?
Now I close my mouth and I put over your head.
I duck. You miss. So you get between my claw, my wing.
Yeah.
And my face.
Well, this time I grab your beak now.
And I get your neck.
How?
With my what? Beak.
I grabbed your beak.
Oh.
Because earlier I made the mistake. I grabbed your neck. I didn't realize you're going to poke my eye out.
Okay. So now
I
grabbed your beak. So we're still in the air?
We're still in the air, but I grabbed your beak.
Okay. So then I get my paws again. I stick out my claws.
Yeah.
I guess I can only do one move, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, whoosh, and just fucking get you. And we start falling down.
Where do you get me?
On your chest.
It's
around your neck, right here, your shoulders. Because yeah. I guess so I have to like contort
inside
a bit.
Inside my shoulders?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And okay. We're falling down.
Am I bleeding?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't even see what's going on your left eye. Close your eye. Yep.
Well, I broke your beak off.
Owie!
So you don't have a beak anymore.
I don't have a beak anymore.
But I'm gushing blood coming out like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we land. I think the way we're falling, because you broke it. So if you're, we gotta get a little bit of physics here, okay?
Yeah.
So we're both up. I do this, so most of my weight is this way. But as you go to get my beak.
Yeah.
We both fall on the side, so no one's on an advent. No one has an advantage point there. We're both on our side.
Okay.
So you can't even see, bro.
I can see on this side.
Yeah, but your eyes are on the side of your head. Yeah. So you're just staring at the mat.
My eyes can move around. I turn around.
I take the back.
So we land and you take my back.
Yep, I take the back.
With your wings.
Fuck yeah. Because this part doesn't have wings. So you're like this.
I take shit and I put it in your face.
That's okay.
I'm rubbing it in your fucking beakless face.
It's gross.
Face.
It's okay. It's gross.
Okay, now what do you do?
I start choking your ass out.
With your fucking feather arms?
Yep.
So now I take both my chimpanzee hands and I break your feather wing.
Fuck. I didn't think of that.
Because you know birds have fucking weak bones.
Yeah, they do. I think I lost.
Why? I just broke one wing. You still have another wing.
But I'm on the back. You break it. Oh. I still have it. Yeah, I don't have anything else. I just fucking start scratching you with my fucking claws.
Oh yeah, I think you lost.
I have nothing else.
Now all I gotta do is grab both of your cheetah legs
and just break them off. Yeah.
And then chomp on you.
I think I play this game too fair. I'm just letting you win, but you can have it.
How did you let me win?
Because I'm really trying to not think of myself. You know what I mean?
No, but I think where you lost is you put a non-predator in the front half.
You said C and you took mine, okay? I was trying to think
you
quick.
Else could have I picked? You put like an herbivore in the front.
I know, but you picked a fucking crocodile. That's what I wanted. And then you picked the chimpanzee, bro. What else is left?
Condors.
It's still a fucking bird. It's the same thing.
You could have picked the centipede.
What the fuck is a centipede gonna do? That's even worse.
You could be a cheetah in the front and a condor in the back, maybe.
Yeah, well, I had it in my I remember I picked first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
wanted.
You could have
picked the back first or the front. You don't have to choose one.
I know, but I had it in my head I was gonna have a crocodile for a fucking head. I didn't think you were gonna take it from me.
Well, then you got to pivot. You got to think of other things. There's a lot.
And that was the best I could come up with.
You could have picked a cheetah and a cougar.
Oh, we can reuse animals? I didn't know that. I could have been a crocodile too then. No, two crocodiles.
Not reuse animals. What are you talking about?
Yeah, then I can't get a chimpanzee. You just said a chimpanzee.
I said a cougar. I said you could be a cheetah and a cougar.
Oh, you did say that.
Yeah.
I panicked, okay? What do you want from me? You won.
Or a cicada.
Cicadas are horrible.
What?
They don't do shit. They're not predators by any fucking aspect. Like in anything, they suck. They fucking eat plant juice.
So out of this game, what did you learn about me?
Yeah, you're pretty creative.
Really?
But yeah, you were going to win regardless. You're the creative person in the relationship. I'm the manager person. I can keep things in order and make it happen. You're the one that has the idea to spark my role.
Do you really think out of both of us, I'm the most creative one?
Yeah, I do.
Because you have the coolest hairstyles, the coolest clothes, the coolest appearance.
I'm creative too, but just not in the way that you are.
How am I creative and how is that different from yours?
You You fucking, you are interior, a writer.
Because you interior design like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but you're a writer. You're a scene creator. That's been your profession for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look at the way you design, like, our house. It's so beautiful.
Of course. So you would come up with the animal, and then I would come up with everything else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would probably help design it.
But I didn't do anything in the interior design of this house.
I'm not saying I'm not creative. You don't need to convince me. I am creative. Oh. I'm just saying in this space,
yeah,
you're the more creative one. I'm not a sore loser. I'm not sad. I gave it all I got.
I know you did. I think you did a really good job.
I gave it all I got. It just wasn't good.
I thought you did a pretty good job.
You should play this game with Taika.
With Taika?
You need to bring him on the next episode and you guys just talk about the you could talk about the three of the games that you play. Play the first one where it's the deaths, then the natural disasters. Then you could do a little math game because I'm sure he's going to want to do that. And then you can do the animal ones.
You know what's funny? I like that he fact checks too.
Why? What do you mean?
Like, we'll play the game of like which animal, like we'll try to kill each other and one up each other. And I'm going to be an eagle and I'm going to come and pull out your eyes. He goes, Mama, can you do that? Can the eagles do that?
And then I like when he's ready and like, you know, he's buying time. So yeah. He'll be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. And then it comes to him and then he'll say it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I like this. I don't know. I think this is outside of my realm and I don't like to lose. I'm too competitive. Either we don't ever do this again or you have to give me a heads up and I have to strategize.
Or we could do something you're good at and we could do a sandwich making contest.
Am I good at making sandwiches? I appreciate that.
That's pretty good.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
With the Hawaiian roll and the ham and stuff.
Okay. Well, for now, I need a little break. Okay. And we're right at the perfect time to stop.
Okay.
So thank you. That was fun. I don't want to do it again because my head hurts.
Okay, bye.
But you win fair and square. Both
thank
of
you.
I really tried my best. I tried envisioning it. I tried like fact checking. I tried to fucking, I didn't try to weasel my way out of anything.
Me neither. I didn't either.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you. I mean, even though you were kind of changing the rules here and there.
I
but
was just trying to make it more fair. One, I figured, one move at a time.
I'll give it to you. I don't think you cheated either.
Okay, thank you.
I think you played fair and square thank and you won both rounds.
Thank you very much.
Okay. On that note, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. What about Barbell Brigade? What do we got to talk about that?
Well, I want to say that this episode is brought to you by Barbell Brigade because all of the animals were on the Barbell Brigade pre-workout. So
yeah.
If you want pre-workout, go to Barbell Brigade. If you want creatine and glycerol blend, which just helps you fuel your muscles and also hydrate your muscles, go to Barbell Brigade. And also we have our immunity support, which is our electrolytes, helps hydrate you. Dose of vitamin C.
And it tastes so good.
Tastes really good. And then we also have B-Complex, which helps keep your immunity in tip-top shape. And then also our performance greens, which has six superfoods. So it has all the micronutrients. I kind of call it like your insurance policy because it's really hard to get all your veggies in every single meal. So this in one scoop, you get a ton of good stuff. Go to BarbellBrigade.com. Check out our supplement line. And see you guys next time.
Bye.